Day 4, Conversation Before Conclusions. Devotional. How many relationship conflicts could be avoided if we simply talked before we decided? So often, we form conclusions in our minds, make plans, or even take action without including our partner in the process. We might think we're being efficient or independent, but we're actually creating distance. When decisions affect both people in a relationship, making those decisions together isn't just courteous, it's essential for maintaining unity. This doesn't mean you can't have individual thoughts or preferences. It means that before those thoughts become firm conclusions or actions, there's space for conversation, input, and mutual understanding. This principle protects us from the trap of prioritizing being right over being connected. You might win an argument by presenting your perfectly formed conclusion, but you could lose something far more valuable, your alignment with each other. When conversation comes before conclusions, you're not just sharing information, you're inviting your partner into the decision-making process. This approach requires humility and patience. It means slowing down when you'd rather rush ahead. It means valuing your partner's perspective even when you're confident in your own. But the result is decisions that both people can support because both people help shape them. Unity grows in the soil of shared conversation and mutual respect. Bible verse: It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. Psalms 133:2. Reflection question: What recent decision did you make independently that might have benefited from conversation with your partner first, and how can you create space for more shared decision-making? Quote: Unity grows where conversation comes before conclusions. Prayer: Lord, help me to slow down and include my partner in decisions that affect us both. Give me the humility to value their input and the patience to have conversations before reaching conclusions. Amen.